Cast is provided by World Harvest International and Gourmet Foods at 6th and University in Champaign. For over 15 years, providing Champaign-Urbana with an international selection of cheeses, olive oil, balsamic vinegar, spices, chocolates, cookies, and more. Catering services are also available. World Harvest encourages you to join them in supporting public radio.
A sunny weekend is coming up. 77 today, will be up to 80 tomorrow and 83 on Sunday. Ed Kieser has details after AM 580 News. Here's Tom Rogers.
Thanks, Jay. Good morning. A Champaign County Board Committee has reviewed the county's budget proposal for next year amid worries about how the global economic crisis could force some changes. AM 580's Jim Meadows has more.
The $119.9 million budget plan is already a tight one. But County Administrator for Finance Deb Busey worries that the credit crunch and tumbling markets may strain the budget even more. Champaign County's revenue from interest is already down 40% from a year ago. And Busey told the County Board Policy Committee last night that she expects a slowdown or drop in sales tax revenue as a result of the current economic crisis. She says the county ought to start making plans for emergency spending cuts.
That it would be a good idea for each department to come up with a plan for how they would cut expenses in the area of probably 3% out of their 09 budget in 09, because you may have to ask them to implement those types of cuts by the end of the first quarter.
With these budget pressures looming, the policy committee last night rejected a proposal to forgive $1.3 million in loans to the county nursing home. Committee members want the loans to remain outstanding to help everyone remember the need to get the nursing home back in the black. I'm Jim Meadows, AM 580 News.
Police are asking for the public's help after somebody left a threatening note inside a library restroom on the University of Illinois campus. The note was found Sunday. It threatened someone would be shot on Green Street on Halloween night. It also claimed responsibility for a broken window on a vehicle last Friday night outside the Savoy 16 theaters. U of I Interim Police Chief Jeff Christensen says investigators from the FBI and other departments are still trying to determine whether that note was an empty threat, but they still want to ask the public for tips.
And as we near Halloween, if we've assessed the threat is credible and there's concern, we're obviously going to do whatever we can to inform people so they can make their individual decisions where they want to be and also ensure public safety in terms of our operational deployment.
Christensen is asking anyone who might have seen anything out of the ordinary at the undergraduate library Sunday to call police or Crime Stoppers. More than 150,000 Illinois residents have so far failed to claim their federal economic stimulus check. The IRS says many of those people are disabled vets and seniors. Gerardo Cardenas is a spokesman for the Illinois chapter of the American Association of Retired People. He says many Illinois residents don't know they're eligible to get a payment.
A lot of seniors, a lot of veterans, and a lot of disabled individuals do not file an income tax return, and therefore they not have access to the information. The IRS was the first to notice that millions of people were being left out.
A spokesman for the IRS says low-income workers who don't file tax returns may also be eligible. October 15th is the last day to file a return in order to receive the payment. U.S. Senator Dick Durbin is calling the gridlock among his fellow Democrats in Springfield embarrassing and fears it could lead to the loss of hundreds of millions of dollars in federal funds. In an interview with the State Journal Register editorial board, Durbin said he's tried to work more closely with Governor Rod Blagojevich on key issues, but doesn't get his phone calls returned regularly. He says he doesn't know what it will take to fix the problems in Springfield. Durbin told the paper three people have told him they're running for governor in 2010 and more could get in the race. He said he won't endorse Blagojevich or any other candidates until the primary gets closer. Durbin is seeking his own third six-year term. He said his leadership role in Congress elevates what he can do for the state. More than 5 years after the launch of the Department of Homeland Security, one of its first top officials says there's no way to completely protect the nation from a terrorist attack. Former DHS Deputy Secretary Admiral James Loy says a concerted effort is needed over many years to keep the nation safe. He says the cost for the public will remain high to get that security, but Loy says every security measure will be weighed to its costs on civil liberties and the economy.
There's absolutely no doubt that there will always be the question of costs associated with the security paradigm. We can do lots of things at a port, for example, that would bring to a halt the commerce that goes through that port. We'd have 100% or close security guarantees, but we would stifle commercial exchange of goods and services that we depend on in the global marketplace.
Loy also says not all Homeland Security work is up to the government. He called on the public to do their part to be prepared in case of a terrorist attack. Loy appeared on yesterday's Focus 580 program. Our next report of AM 580 News is at 9:30. I'm Tom Rogers.
WILL weather is made possible by Jim Rue at Champaign-Danville Overhead Doors in Ogden, serving businesses and families with professionally installed doors and automatic openers since 1959. Champaign-Danville Overhead Doors offers pinch-proof doors, keyless digital entries, and lifetime manufacturer's warranties.
And one, it was 12 o'clock before I realized I was having no fun. But fortunately,
you know who that is,
Chad?
That's our birthday guy today. That's John Prine.
John Prine, and how old?
62. He put on a great concert years ago. Well, it's been over a year, I guess. Came into the Virginia Theater and was completely hoarse, but still sang for a couple hours. Just sang his.
How do you do that?
Oh man, he just plowed right through it. He wasn't going to let the crowd.